Three off the front of the iron won't go. One and done as the board's brought down by Shermer. Up the floor to Cremosta. Spot up three. Good. Eight straight for Rametta.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island.
Nestle putting some pressure on the ball, but Brokaw's handling the pressure pretty well. Has it in the offensive zone, and he'll get the ball out here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter directing traffic. He's picked up man-to-man. They lob it inside for Guyfon, who makes the catch and lays it up and in.
Some of the state's best high school basketball teams are paired against each other in today's 8th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. The action culminates with the nation's number one team, Oak Hill Academy, taking on Omaha South in tonight's premier matchup. All the excitement is coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island. Today is the 8th annual Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio. We've got game number 3 coming up here today as Omaha Scott gets set to take on Norfolk Catholic in our next contest. 4:15 today, we'll have Aurora and Grand Island Central Catholic here on ESPN Radio. And then coverage will switch over to Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR tonight. We'll have Elkhorn South against Columbus Scotus at 6 o'clock, and then nightcap will put Oak Hill Academy up against Omaha South. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. That's New Tech Seeds. So, it's game number 3 here today. Again, the first two games, it was Amherst winning over Ravenna in the opener, 80-58. And EC St. Cecilia has just completed a win over Bruny Davenport Shickley by a score of 64-38. His third ball game today, Omaha Scott, a record of 13 wins and 6 losses on the season. Omaha Scott is ranked number 4 in Class B, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. They'll be taking on the Norfolk Catholic, a team that is ranked number 10 in Class C1. The Knights have a record of 12 wins and 11 losses on the season. They played last night and lost at Gretna by a score of 66-47. So Norfolk Catholic coming off of a loss last night, and then they make the trip to Grand Island here today. So we'll see what kind of shape Norfolk Catholic is in. Traditionally a very good basketball program, but they're sitting at 12 wins and 11 losses here in the 2014-2015 season. I'm Mike Will. I got the play-by-play for you again this afternoon. Tyson Avronik joins me alongside, and an interesting matchup here as well. Tyson, in game number 3 today, Omaha Scott, Norfolk Catholic.
We're talking about two very athletic programs, a lot of success, whether that's at the basketball court or on the football field. I had an opportunity to see this Omaha Scott team on the football field back in the state championship football games. But here you look at Omaha Scott Catholic team, a team that played on Thursday against Norris, picked up a 54-39 win over there. Two of their losses on the season, though, comes to a very pesky Beatrice team that's sitting at 16-1, and they played competitively against a very good Beatrice team, lost 47-52, and then in the River Cities Conference Tournament championship game, lost by the score of 33-54. And so they've played some pretty tough competition, but you look at Norfolk Catholic, they've got a lot of teams here. They've got some B schools that they've played so far this season. So very similar to what we saw with Bruny Davenport Shickley, a team that's not afraid to go up and play some of those teams in those higher classes. And I love these matchups when you get teams that wouldn't typically see each other in the regular season going up against each other in this Heartland Hoops Classic event.
Norfolk Catholic actually played in the same holiday tournament that St. Cecilia did this year, the Aurora holiday tournament. They didn't face one against each other. They played Beatrice, lost to them 51-38, and then they lost to Aurora the second day, 56-46. So they lost a couple of ball games during the Aurora holiday tournament, where St. Cecilia was able to pick up the win over Beatrice in the championship ball game there. So we got Norfolk Catholic and Omaha Scott here today. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, they're going to be the home team They'll be dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in red here this afternoon. Seth Montag, we're going to start. Montag is a 5'10" senior. He's averaging 5.2 points per ball game. Another starter will be Miles Verbka. Verbka is 5'9". He's a sophomore, averaging 3.6 points per ball game. Nathan Boyle is a 6'2" and senior. Nathan Boyle is averaging 7.2 points per ball game. Then we'll see Matt Miller. Miller is 6'4" and a junior. Miller is averaging 9.7 points per ball game. And then David Engelhop, a 6'4" and junior. Engelhop is averaging 10.1 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. For Omaha Scott, the Skyhawks here, dressing their green uniforms here today. We don't see many teams with the green color that Omaha Scott is today, but we'll see the Skyhawks, the visiting team. It'll be Michael White getting a start, a 5'7" junior. Michael White is averaging 4.2 points per ball game. Isaiah Ramsey is a 6'2" and senior. Ramsey averaging 3.4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Matt Harrison is a 5'7" junior. Harrison is averaging 4.6 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Willis Waldrap is a 6'4" senior. Waldrap is averaging 18 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And then Nick Boda is a 6'7" junior. Boda is averaging 10.4 points and 8.3 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank in Kearney. So we're set to go. Game number 3 here today in the Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio. Mike Ware, Tyson Ervonik, Gene Shaw joins us alongside here for game number 3. Our statistician extraordinaire has joined us for the third game of the Heartland Hoops Classic here today. Norfolk Catholic going to be shooting to our basket to our right here in the first half of play. Nick Boda will jump things up for the Skyhawks of Omaha Scott. Jumping into the center circle is going to be Engelhop now for Norfolk Catholic. Ball is in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled by Norfolk Catholic as they run it down the floor. The shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count a traveling violation. So right off the bat, Nate Boyle got the control of the ball after the opening tip, took it right down the floor, and he travels with it as he goes up with his shot. So first turnover of the ball game for Norfolk Catholic, and now Omaha Scott will bring the basketball back here at the Hartley Event Center in Grand Island. There's a pass into the lane to Boda. He takes the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nick Boda scoring there for Omaha Scott. He's a big boy at 6'7". Norfolk Catholic going to do their best to keep him out of there, but Nick Boda takes the ball right to the hole there for Omaha Scott. And the Skyhawks are out on top. Here's Miles Verbka with the ball now. Miles Verbka takes it to the far sideline to Seth Montag. Takes it down to the baseline. It's cut off. Now on the wing to Matt Miller. He drives. His shot is up there at the end. Matt Miller takes it from the elbow on the left side and takes it into the lane and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Norfolk Catholic. It's now a 2-2 ball game. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic today here on ESPN Radio. Driving, there's a dish to Boda. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, rebounded there by Skyhawks, and the foul shot is up at him. Isaiah Ramsey gets the offensive board in the putback. And Omaha Scott now on top of Norfolk Catholic. The score is 4-2 here in the ball game. Nate Boyle has got the ball now for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. On the wing, that's going to be Seth Montag with the ball. The Skyhawks now in a zone defense here. A zone defense against the Norfolk Catholic. They were man-to-man on the opening possession. On the far sideline, Knights have the ball. They move it down in the corner on the left side. Driving the ball to the rack there is going to be Engelhop. His shot's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Ramsey. Isaiah Ramsey gets the ball now to the near sideline. Waldrap has got it inside the boat, and he's going to be fouling the play. Run into by a David Engelhop of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be the first foul on Engelhop. That's going to be team foul number 1 on Knights. Non-shooting situation. As Omaha Scott will bound the ball baseline right side. Underneath their own basket to get it into a Boda. And he's going to be stripped of the ball. Now an offensive foul is going to be called on Boda as he runs over a man in the lane there. So Nick Boda picks up an offensive charge as he runs into a Knight. Getting up was Matt Miller of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be a team foul number one called on the Skyhawks so far here in the first half of play. Driving back the other way. A driving layup by Montag is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Scott. There's Isaiah Ramsey with the ball on the far sideline. Ramsey gets it out here between the rings. Now to Michael White, who touches the ball for the first time today. Inside again to Ramsey. Isaiah moves it right in front of the free throw line. Kicks it out now. That's Waldrap with the ball. He's a leading scorer. Dribbling with it out here in the three-point territory. They go for the steal. And now we got a 5-second violation called. 5-second violation called on Will's Waldrap for Omaha Scott. The second turnover on the Skyhawks so far here in the basketball game. Just underway here in game number 3 of the Heartland Hoops Classic. 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the first quarter. Omaha Scott is out on top of Norfolk Catholic by a score of 4-2. Game number 3 of 6 here today on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Matt Miller with the ball for Norfolk Catholic down in the baseline. A shot by Boyle. It's inside the glass. No good. Rebound is loose, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here in backcourt on Norfolk Catholic. It's going to go on Montag. That's going to be his first. It appears that Omaha Scud, a team that wants to get up and down the floor a little bit. They average 52 points per ball game, but they're showing indications that they want to run here in this basketball game today.
Well, and they're being getting such work on the defensive glass, they can go quickly with that outlet pass and get down the court.
Here's a Michael White with the ball here on the near sideline. Michael White, 200 pass out on top now. As he gets it to Harrison, now to Michael White again. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Michael White gives it up out here to Matt Harrison. Now they try the right side, driving for the basket, a running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good by Walrap, and the rebound comes down here to Matt Miller. Matt Miller has got the ball for Norfolk Catholic, goes all the way, coast-to-coast, his shot no good. Ball being tapped out, goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, Norfolk Catholic basketball. That's touchdown there by Boda of Omaha Scott. Into the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic will be Jacob Beller. He comes into the contest. Also coming into the ball game is going to be Conrad Shu for Omaha Scott. And also Jake Billerbeck is checking into the ball game for the Skyhawks. Norfolk Catholic will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here's Miles Vlopka. He drives it, gives up at the free throw line to Schomer. He drives it down the lane. His shot no good. It's off of the back iron. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up here by Omaha Scott. Skyhawks come back with the basketball on the dribble now. Out between the rings, that's going to be Matt Harrison with the ball. Harrison out of wall wrap. Bounce pass inside to get the ball to Biller. Back. His shot is up there. It's no good as he misses the easy bunny. And a rebound is brought down here by Bo Schomer. Back into the forecourt. Driving for the basket is going to be Vlopka. And he's going to be hammered on the play as he goes up for the shot. So a personal foul going to be called here on the Omaha Scunners. It just knocked out of his hands. A nice block down here is just knocked out of his hands out of bounds, and Norfolk Catholic will play things in. That's going to be Vrbka with the ball back outside the ring to Miller. His shot for three is no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Scott. Skyhawks have got the ball. They've got a 4-2 lead. Long pass down the floor. They give it to Billerbeck. He goes up for the shot. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Billerbeck goes up over Miller. Now he's going to be fouled in the play. That's Matt Miller. He's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second one here in the first quarter of play. And that's going to send Jake Biller back to the free throw line here for Omaha Scott. This is not part of his forte, so to speak. He's a 36% foul shooter on the season. He's 4 out of 11 for Omaha Scott. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. They'll get one more. Omaha Scott is a team hitting 62% from the free throw line this year, 53% from the field, and they're 27% from the three-point arc. Another shot coming up here by Jake Billerbeck. It's up there. That shot's going to be left short. No good. Rebound comes down to Bo Schomer. Schomer gets the ball away to a verb because he hustled back the other way. A three-pointer put up there by Beller. He knocks one down. Jacob Beller knocks down a three-pointer for Norfolk Catholic. And now we're tied up at 5 points apiece here in game number 3 in the Heartland Hoops Classic. There's Walrap driving for the hole. He shot up and in. Will's Walrap scoring there as he drives it right to the hole. Omaha Scott back out on top by a score of 7-5. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Miller. It's going to be a no-good, an air ball missed there. And a rebound comes down here to Omaha Scott driving back the other way, a driving layup good, and he's fouled on the play. Matt Harrison drives it coast-to-coast there for Omaha Scott. He gets the field goal and one as he is fouled on the play here by number 1, Seth Montag. That's going to be his second foul. And Matt Harrison will go to the free-throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So Omaha Scott out on top of Norfolk Catholic here in the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. Their score is 9-5 in favor of Scott. Harrison will go to the free throw line here for the Skyhawks. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. He misses this one. Now the rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Norfolk Catholic basketball. So 9-5 is the score. We're in the first quarter with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play. In the first period of play now, Omaha Scott will apply some pressure in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Beller. The ball is going to be knocked out of his hands, out of bounds into the Norfolk Catholic bench. So the Knights will play things in. They're on the near sideline. They get things in to the center of the floor to David Engelhop, who gives it away to Nate Boyle. Boyle races the ball across the 10-second line. Scott now in a man-to-man defense. Boyle gives the ball over here on the right side. They get it over here to Jacob Beller. Down to the left side, down in the corner to Boyle. He dribbles once. A pass out on top is going to be tipped into the backcourt. The race is on. Wallrap grabs it. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Miller. And Miller grabs the ball from Norfolk Catholic. His long pass ahead is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Harrison. He's got it for the Skyhawks. And a three-pointer put up there again. Wills Wallrap knocks home a three-pointer from the right side. He's got 5 points. And now Norfolk Catholic wants to call a timeout. The Knights will call a timeout here. With 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more right after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
High is 7-0 run for Omaha Scott here in the first quarter. And Scott out on top now by a score of 12-5. Here in the basketball game, there's Miller. He goes for the rack. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Battle for the rebound. Norfolk Catholic has got it again. They go back up, shoots and scores. A field goal there is going to be given to David Engelhop as he gets his first goal of the ball game. That breaks this 7-0 run. Now we got a foul back the other way. That was Wallrap, who is driving the ball from the right corner toward the goal, and he has fouled in the play here. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Omaha Scott inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That was Engelhop with a personal foul. That's going to be his second one. Team foul number 6 now in Norfolk Catholic here in this first quarter of play. The Norfolk Catholic will stay here on defense. Scott will play things in the corner. Long-range jumper for 3 is up there and in. Matt Harrison knocks down the 3-ball from deep in the left corner. He's got 5 points. Scott out on top of Norfolk Catholic now by a score of 15-7. There's a Nate Boyle with the ball. They play things inside now. They kick her back out down in the corner again to a Boyle. Good defense here by Omaha Scott. And now ball is going to be deflected out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go with Matt Harrison. Harrison picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul, number 2 on the Skyhawks here in quarter number 1. With the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island today for the 8th annual Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio. Hastings St. Cecilia and Amherst have been winners so far. This is game number 3 of 6 today. Beller has got the ball here on the wing. Jacob Beller lobs it out between the rings again to a Nate Boyle. He puts it on the floor and comes back over here. That's going to be Beller with the ball as he drives it inside. His shot's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Omaha Scott. Flying back the other way. This is Christian Banker who's into the ball game now. Banker goes over on the wing on the right side to Wallrap, looking to penetrate. Nice pass down low. A shot up there. No good by Beller. Bethany's fouling the play. Jake Billerbeck got the ball right to the right of the basket, and he's hammered on the play here. And now Billerbeck will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called here on Nate Boyle. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on Norfolk Catholic here in this first quarter of play. And a shot from the free throw line by Jake Billerbeck is up there and in. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 36% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Nick Boda. Into the ball game again for Omaha Scott. He's a big boy at 6'7", a junior, averaging 10.4 points per ball game for the Scott Skyhawks. Boda kind of towers over everybody else out there. Norfolk Catholic, not really too big of a basketball team. Here comes the next shot up there by Billerbeck. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. So it's a 15-7 ball game. Omaha Scott has got the lead. Miles Vrbka with the ball now. Vrbka dribbling out here in three-point territory. Works it to the center of the floor. Gives it up now to a Miller. Miller now to a Beller. Gets it back to Miller. Pass down the baseline to Becker. He drives, spins on the baseline, puts up a shot. No good. The traveling violation. Traveling violation is called down there on Matt Miller of Norfolk Catholic. Turnover number 3 on the ninth so far here in this first quarter of play. Omaha Scott comes back the other way. 1:30 to play here in the first quarter. 15-7 is the score. Omaha Scott with a lead over Norfolk Catholic. Here's the Skyhawks back in their offensive zone. A pass there by Banker is going to be slapped out of bounds. So the Omaha Scott inbounding the ball on the far sideline as the ball got away and down the hallway here. That's where the food's at over there. That's the hospitality suite as the ball goes hustling. Maybe the ball is hungry. It's off into the hospitality suite as they chase that baby down. If you're going to leave the arena, that's a good place to go. Mm-hmm. If you're a bouncing ball, head down the hallway into the hospitality suite. They got the ball retrieved here in Omaha. Scott will inbound the ball here. We're down to a minute and 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 16-7. Scott has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic. Dribbling the ball is going to be Banker as it knocked loose. Now it's picked up outside the ring. That's going to be Joe Carlson into the ball game now. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Miller. He brings it back down for Norfolk Catholic. A long-range jumper put up there and in. A three-pointer by Miles Vidka. Vidka knocks down a tray. That pulls the Knights back to within 6 points here. It's 16-10 with 50 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter from the Heartland Event Center. Joe Carlson with the ball. Carlson goes to a Christian Banker. Brings it back here to Carlson. Mishandles the ball. The scramble is on. And now it comes rolling out here. It's picked up by Banker. He drives it down the lane. His layup is up there and in. Christian Banker drops her through the hole. That's his first 2 points of the basketball game. It's now 18-10. Omaha Scott with a lead. A pass inside, putting up the right-handed. A shot no good by Schomer. Rebound comes down to Scott. Now Omaha Scott's got the ball with 19 seconds to play. In the first quarter, already leading by 8 points and 18-10. Skyhawks have the ball just across the 10-second line. Dribbling with it here is going to be Carlson. He moves it to the far sideline now. Omaha Scott tries to set something up. Banker's got the ball. Now to Carlson. Down in the left corner. Wall wrap has got it. Traveling violation. Who's being pressured out here in the corner by a Miles Vodka. And a traveling violation is called on Will's wall wrap. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Omaha Scott so far in the basketball game. And on Norfolk Catholic will come back the other way with 0.7 seconds remaining. This play things in the Miller. He throws it up from back court, and it's going to be wide left. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Game number 3 of the Heartland Hoops Classic. After one quarter, it's Omaha Scott out on top of Norfolk Catholic. It's the Skyhawks 18 and the Knights 10. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free. Giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Omaha Scott with a lead over Norfolk Catholic here in the Heartland Hoops Classic. It is 18-10 in favor of Omaha Scott today. Skyhawks have the ball down low. Boda shines up there at the end. Nick Boda hitting his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And Omaha Scott out on top now by a score of 20-10. They have a 7-0 run. Open things up in the first quarter of play. So it's now 20-10. Here's the second quarter gets underway. Norfolk Catholic in their white and red uniforms shooting to a basket to our right. Here's Nate Flaherty with the ball. Moves it over on the far sideline now to Vrubka as they work it back around. This is going to be Matt Miller out here in three-point territory. Over to Miles Vrubka, high left side, entry pass. They get it inside to Becker. That's Austin Becker. He fakes. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out of the wing to Boyle. Boyle splits a couple of defenders. Throws a pass down in the corner. That's Matt Miller with the ball. Miller drives it toward the hoop. His shot's up there. It's going to be blocked down by Buda. The ball's recovered here by Omaha Scott. The Skyhawks come back the other way. Wall wrap takes the distance. His shot is good. That is a foul. A basket counts by Will's wall wrap. And he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The wall wrap gets the field goal there for Omaha Scott. He's fouling the play here by Norfolk Catholic. It goes on Vrubka. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 7 on the Knights here in this first half of play. Shot from the free throw line by Wallrap is going to be no good. A rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. Here comes the Knights. It's a 22-10 ball game now, the biggest lead of the contest for Omaha Scott in this second quarter of play. Norfolk Catholic running against the man-to-man defense here for Omaha Scott. There's a pass inside. It's going to be over the head of everybody, but goes out of bounds. It'll be tipped out there by Omaha Scott. So it's going to be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Coming to the ball game now for Omaha Scott is going to be Eric Rudin. Eric Rudin comes into the ball game now. He's a 6'4" and senior for Omaha Scott. Here's a Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Flaherty has got the ball. Shot is up and in. Flaherty hits the field goal. That's his first run. Now it's 22-12. Omaha Scott with a lead. So he's seen a couple of blowouts so far in the ball game, and Omaha Scott's with a 10-point lead here. There's a shot from the free throw line up and in. That's Matt Harrison hitting a free throw line jumper. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and it's 24-12. Omaha Scott with a lead. Matt Miller with the ball. Miller takes it down to Boyle. Entry pass down low with the ball down there is Becker. Can't do anything with the ball. The Boyle now out on top again. That's going to be Verbka. Drives it down the right side of the lane. A shot for the window. Good. Miles Verbka scoring there. He's got 5 points in the ball game for Norfolk Catholic. Long pass down to Florida. Biller's back. His shot is up there. No good. Boyle goes up to try to stuff it home. And they blow the whistle. It's going to be a basket interference there. Boyle wanted to slam her down through the hole, but he grabs the rim there, and it's going to be goaltending.
It's funny you say that, Mike, and as he goes up for the slam dunk opportunity there, was talking with Thasher, and I'll get to the point here after the play.
All right, it's going to be Boyle with the ball. Now for Norfolk Catholic, it's a 24-14 ball game. Hastings, rather, Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Oh, actually, Omaha Scott's got the lead over Norfolk Catholic. Ninth out of the ball as they drive it in the corner. It's going to be Miller with the ball. Sends it down in the opposite corner. Now in three pass, they get it to Flaherty. He can't do anything with the ball. Gets it to Verbka. Takes it to the hoop. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic's Flaherty. He puts it in. Nate Flaherty with a couple of field goals here. And now it's 24-16. Omaha Scott has got the lead. Skyhawks come back with the basketball to the near sideline. Now to Eric Rudin, or Rudin, who's in the ball game now. Eric Rudin for Omaha Scott. Rudin has got the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Boda. It is back to the basket. Trying to take it to the hole, and a traveling violation is called there on Nick Boda. Turnover number 5 called on Omaha Scott in the basketball game so far. And now we've got a timeout being called again by Omaha Scott. So we'll take a break here, 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank of Kearney, member FDIC. We'll be back with more after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
In the first quarter, Norfolk Catholic, 4 out of 14, 29%. Omaha Scott was 6 out of 12 for 50%. Norfolk Catholic, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers. Omaha Scott was 2 out of 2 on three-pointers. The rebounds, Omaha Scott had 11, Norfolk Catholic had 6. 24-16 is our score now here in the fourth quarter, or the second quarter. It's Omaha Scott with the advantage here. Norfolk Catholic has got the ball on their offensive end. Out on top, this is going to be a Matt Miller with the ball. Miller tries to drive it. Down the lane he goes. A scoop shot is up there and in. Matt Miller takes it right to the hole and scores. And now we got an injured Scott player down there underneath the basket. He went down after the field goal from Matt Miller. So we've got an injury timeout now here at the Heartland Events Center. This injury timeout brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game of life with two locations now in Kearney. So we got our first injury of the day here. Here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, as a Skyhawk is laying flat on his back, just left of the basket down there for Omaha Scott. So the Skyhawks have the lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 24-18. We'll take a timeout here. We'll attend to the injured player here for the Skyhawks. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic today on ESPN Radio.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, the injured player was Eric Rudin for Omaha Scott, and he's being helped out for the floor. Looks like maybe an injured knee as he comes to the near sidelines. So we're in the second quarter here, the Heartland Hoops Classic, game number three today. Omaha Scott out on top of North Oak Catholic by a score of 24-18. There's a pass inside as they get it into Bota. Shot no good. He gets his own rebound back, goes back up and shot no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. They're going to give it to Omaha Scott. Last touch there by Miles Vrbka for North Oak Catholic. Scott will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Leading the ball game by a score of 24-18. They play things in to Harrison. His shot is up and in, a three-pointer. Matt Harrison bangs home another three. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 27-18 now. Omaha Scott has got the lead over North Oak Catholic in boys high school basketball action here in Grand Island today. Matt Miller has got the ball. Matt Miller down to Flaherty as they move it down in the corner. That's Vrbka down to Flaherty at the elbow. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Isaiah Ramsey. Ramsey has got it as he gets it ahead. Now to Matt Harrison from Omaha Scott. Harrison bounce pass inside to Bota, who is back to the basket. Works it in the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Bota picks it back up. And a jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball. Interesting call there. Jump ball is called. And a possession arrow is pointing in favor of North Oak Catholics. And that'll be a turnover on Omaha Scott. That's their sixth one of the first half.
Pretty quick on the whistle there for a tie-up situation.
It's a partial Hastings crew here roughing this ball game with the Jimmy's buddy down here, my broadcast partner during the football season. It's his old roommate. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Omaha Scott. That's going to be the fourth turnover in North Oak Catholic. There's a shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called. Will's wall wrap throwing up the shot. He was hammered on the play. And we have a free throw coming up here, or a couple of free throws from Will's wall wrap. He's got 7 points already in the ball game. Personal foul there, one on North Oak Catholic. That's going to go on, I think it was on Montag. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Walsrap as he gets one more. Still trying to adjust to the scoreboard here at the Heartland Event Center. It's not a normal scoreboard you normally see week in and week out during our high school basketball season.
I'm trying to figure out which column is is for which team here.
Going back to the free throw line for Omaha Scott is going to be a Walsrap as he trying to nail his second one. It's up there, and it is good. So he hits two free throws and two attempts. He's got 9 points in the ball game. I do know it's 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play. I can tell that much. 29-18 is the score. Omaha Scott has got to lead. There's a pass down the left baseline, and his shot is up there and rims around. No good. Shot taken there by North Oak Catholic. That wouldn't go by David Engelhop. Rebound comes down to Omaha Scott as they bring her back the other way. Outside, Walrap has got the ball. Walrap, dribble penetration, stops at the free throw line, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Jacob Beller. Beller nearly falls down with it on the far sideline, but gets things under control. Brings it back now with his red sneakers as he brings it across the 10-second line. Goes over on the far sideline, out of Flaherty, down in the corner to Matt Miller. Drives it toward the goal, a pass down in the right corner, now to Beller. Shot for three is up there, rims off, no good. Ball poked to the baseline, is picked up here by Omaha Scott. Here come the Skyhawks running back the other way. Isaiah Ramsey has got the ball. Isaiah Ramsey bounce pass down to Bota. Bota jump pass back outside. Wall wrap for three. Shot no good. Rebound. Ramsey underneath the hole. That was shot no good. Ramsey gets his own rebound. Another offensive board. Now driving the ball into a hole for Omaha Scott is going to be Harrison. His shot is no good. Harrison knocked down. No foul called. There comes North Oak Catholic back the other way. Beller drives into the hole. His shot is good, but it won't count. He was fouling the way in. The foul here is going to go on Omaha Scott. It's going to go on Michael White picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on Omaha Scott. North Oak Catholic has got 18 fouls. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Omaha Scott out on top of North Oak Catholic, 29-18. It'll be North Oak Catholic inbounding the ball underneath their own basket to come out here to a Matt Miller back down in the corner. A three-pointer jacked up there by Beller. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline and finally goes out of bounds. It's going to be Omaha Scott ball. Omaha Scott will play things in right in front of the Skyhawk bench. 2:26 to play. 29-18. Omaha Scott out on top. Skyhawks come back with the basketball. Back in the offensive zone over there on the wing is going to be wall wrap to Bota, now to Ramsey. Ramsey holds it back outside to Harrison, takes it to the elbow. Left side of the lane, bounce pass goes down low. Bota, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he was fouled in the play. And Bota goes to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on to Bo Schomer. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Knights. And Nick Boda goes to the free throw line now for Omaha Scott. A couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Omaha Scott is a team hitting 62% from the free throw line this year, 53% from the field, and 27% from three-point territory. Nick Boda will have one more. He's just a 40% foul shooter coming in here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he makes one out of two from the free throw line. And now coming into the ball game is for Norfolk Catholic. We're going to have Matt Miller coming to the ball game. Matt Miller checking in there. Jacob Beller has got the ball now for Norfolk Catholic as they run it across the 10-second line. To Matt Miller now, the far sideline, to Miles Vrbka. Vrbka brings it out to Jacob Beller. Beller dribbling with the ball here. It comes out between the circles to Matt Miller. Back to the left side to Miles Vrbka. Vrbka pass across the top to Engelhoff. He takes it to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot over Ramsey. We got a minute and 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 30-18. Omaha Scott has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic. There's a long-range jumper from the right side, right down to a hole. A three-pointer thrown up there by Miles Vrbka. That's his second tray in the ball game. He's got 8 points. There's a pass inside now. A shot is up and in. He's fouled into play. Omaha Scott comes back quickly. They pound the ball inside. The wall wrap, he scores, and he's going to be fouled into play. So Will's wall wrap now goes to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. He's already got 11 points in the ball game. So here's a wall wrap to the free throw line, a 73% foul shooter, and a shot is up there and in. So a three-point play back the other way for Omaha Scott after Vrbka knocks down a tray at the other end for Norfolk Catholic. Well, he was back up to 12 points again at 33-21. Omaha Scott has got the lead. Skyhawks led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 18-10. They play things into Miles Vrbka. He races down the left sideline and runs into traffic, and he's forced out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Omaha Scott. It's going to go on Matt Harrison. That's going to be his second foul. So two fouls now on Harrison. That's going to be team foul number four on the Skyhawks, a non-shooting situation. So Omaha, rather than Norfolk Catholic, will play things in on the far sideline. Jacob Beller will get things in to Miles Vrbka. Vrbka dribbling the ball out here. Brings it to the center of the floor. Comes to the near sideline down to Matt Miller. Miller hands it away out here in three-point territory to Austin Becker. They work it back around to the left side. Vrbka's got the ball. He drives it down to the baseline, stops there. Comes out to Matt Miller. He takes the ball in the lane. His shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound Ramsey. Isaiah Ramsey gets the ball away now to Michael White into the forecourt. There's a wall wrap with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Ramsey. Bounce pass goes down low. They kick it back out here to Ramsey on the wing. Into the lane. Just running one-handed. Is going to be blocked down. The foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Bo Schomer. Of a Norfolk Catholic, that's going to be his second foul. 10 fouls plus a Norfolk Catholic here in this first half of play. So now Isaiah Ramsey will go to the free throw line for Omaha Scott. 56% foul shooter in the season. He scored 2 points so far today. His shot is up there. It's right down to a hole. Isaiah Ramsey now 26 out of 45 from the free throw line this year for Omaha Scott. A team that is ranked number four in Class B, 13-6 on the season. Playing Norfolk Catholic, the number 10 rated team in Class C1. 12-11 is the record for Norfolk Catholic. Next shot is up there by Ramsey. It dances around and goes through the hole. So Ramsey hits a couple of free throws, and that makes it a 14-point lead now. Omaha Scott, it is 35-21 in the Heartland Hoops Classic. There's Jacob Malachek, who's into the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. Hands away to Vrbka out here in three-point territory. The Beller on the far sideline. Beller gets it inside to Matt Miller. He circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane. His shot off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound by Schomer. He loses control of the ball, and it's out of bounds. Now we got a foul called down here. Personal foul is going to be called on Omaha Scott. I think Michael White picks up the foul. That's the case. Michael White picks up his second personal. Bo Schomer to the free throw line now for Norfolk Catholic. He's just a 47% foul shooter on the season for the Knights. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Norfolk Catholic, a team that's hitting 57% from the free throw line, 47% from the field, and 26% from three-point territory so far this season. And the ball game now for the Skyhawks is going to be Christian Banker. Banker comes in. Michael White checks out. Bo Schomer back to the free throw line for Norfolk Catholic, and the shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Omaha Scott. 35-22 is the score. Got 20 seconds to play. Scott will play for the final shot here. of this first half of play with a 13-point lead. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Dribbling the ball is going to be Joe Carlson, who's back into the ball game now for the Skyhawks. Out on top, that's Biller back with the ball. Biller back now to a wall wrap. He takes it down on the baseline. His shot from 15 is going to be partially deflected. And the horn sounds. That is the end of the first half of play. First half in the books here in the Heartland Hoops Classic, game number 3 today. Omaha Scott has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic at halftime. The score is Omaha Scott 35, Norfolk Catholic 22. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic today on ESPN Radio.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Mike Wells, Tyson Ronick back here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island today. It's the 8th annual Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio. Halftime show today is brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. So it's Omaha Scott with a lead here over Norfolk Catholic. At halftime, the score is 35-22. Omaha Scott led 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. They used a 7-0 run, and that's a first quarter to give them a little breathing room. And Omaha Scott has got a 13-point lead here at halftime at 35-22. Observations in the first half.
One of the things I've noticed, and it's fun to watch how quickly, Mike, Omaha Scott can get up and down the court once they get the defensive rebound. They're right back up the court, pushing the action. And that's one of the reasons that Norfolk Catholic has been at the free throw line, that Norfolk Catholic has been up there in fouls, Omaha Scott up the free throw line. They just can't keep up with the pace that Omaha Scott's coming out with. Now, you think when you've got a team that has a lot of size, 6'5", 6'7", that it's going to be a little bit slower pace. You work the ball inside and maybe set up an offense, but that's not been the case. These guards from Harrison to Wallrap have been really having a very bright first half for Omaha Scott, and it's one of the reasons that they are so highly ranked in Class B, and we're seeing it out here on the basketball court tonight, today.
They've got the lead over Norfolk Catholic at halftime. The score is 35-22. We'll total up the first half numbers, get those to you in just a second. Two previous ball games today, it was Amherst running over Ravenna in the first ball game by a score of 80-58. And the second ball game won by Hastings St. Cecilia as they beat Bruning Davenport Schickley today by a score of 64-38. In a ball game we had preceding this one, Brooks Asher led the way for Hastings St. Cecilia as he scored 21 points in the basketball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten, he had 13 points for the Blue Hawks. For St. Cecilia, they now improved to 20 wins and one loss on the season. They'll play at Centura next Friday night. Bruning Davenport Schickley having a great year, but they just didn't have it today as they dropped to 20 wins and three losses on the season. Again, at halftime here of game number 3 of the Heartland Hoops Classic, we've got Omaha Scott out on top of Norfolk Catholic by a score of 35-22. We'll come back and check the first half numbers right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
All right, back here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, the Heartland Hoops Classic today here on ESPN Radio. Again, the remaining games, we've got one more here on ESPN Radio. That will pit Aurora against Grand Island Central Catholic. That will tip off at 4:15 this afternoon. Our coverage will shift over to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tonight. It'll be at 6 o'clock. Elkhorn South will be taking on Columbus SCOTUS in that ball game. And then the 8 o'clock choke will have Omaha South up against Oak Hill Academy in the nightcap. Expect a full house for the ball game tonight. Oak Hill is a very, very good basketball team, ranked number one in the nation. And they've been up there most of the past several years, making a trip in to play Omaha South in the nightcap here tonight. So plenty of chances for you to come on out and enjoy some great basketball action here at the Heartland Event Center. Omaha Scott has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic. At halftime, the score is 35-22.
And we got some first half numbers in from super stat man Gene Shaw over here. He's at Norfolk Catholic shooting 9 of 27 for 33% in the first half. Only 9 rebounds for Norfolk Catholic. Turnovers, they turned the ball over 4 times. Norfolk Catholic picking up 1 steal. Shooting 57% from behind the 3-point line at 4 for 7. And just been to the free throw line twice. That has been the Knights that have shot 1 of 2 for 50%. Have 3 block shots in this contest as well. For Omaha Scott Catholic, shooting a little bit better at 44%, 11 of 25. And the big stat here, Mike, is rebounds. 7 offensive boards, 14 defensive boards. They out-rebound Norfolk Catholic 21-9, doing some good work on the glass. Turned the ball over 6 times, got 2 steals in the contest, and they're shooting well behind the 3-point line, 3 for 3. That's led to 9 points for the Skyhawks here, 50% from the free throw line at 7 of 14, and 2 block shots here in the first half of play. But, yeah, again, the glass, those numbers tell it all here, and a big part of that has been big number 55 for Omaha Scott Catholic, 6'7", Nick Buda, who I'm just waiting to see if he can't give us a little slam dunk here in the second half of play.
Certainly big enough to do that. That's a scoring in the first half of play. It's a Matt Harrison leading the way for Omaha Scott. He's got 10 points in the basketball game as he's knocked down a couple of three-pointers in this first half. He's got a couple of two-point field goals. He's 0-1 from the free throw line. So Matt Harrison has got 10. Actually, the leading scorer for Omaha Scott has been Wills Wallrap. He's got 12 points here at the break. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Wallrap, he has knocked down 1 three-pointer. He's got 3 two-point field goals. So Wallrap has got 12, and Harrison has got 10 points. Nick Boda, he's got 5 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Isaiah Ramsey, he's got 4 points. He's got a field goal, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Scoring 2 points in the first half was Jake Billerbeck, as he's at 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Christian Banker has got a field goal and 2. Omaha Scott is 8 out of 13 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Unofficially, 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Norfolk Catholic, they're being led so far by Miles Verbka. He has got 8 points. Also scoring for the Knights in the first half, you've got Matt Miller. He has got 5. By the way, Verbka, he knocked down a couple of three-pointers and a two-point field goal in that first half of play. Matt Miller's got 5 points on 2 field goals, 1 out of 2 from the line. Nate Flaherty, he's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Jacob Beller, he's knocked down a 3-pointer for 3. And David Engelhop, he's got a field goal and 2 points for Norfolk Catholic here in the first half of play. Just 1 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play for Norfolk Catholic. Again, the score at halftime, it is Omaha Scott out on top of the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. The score is 35-22. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Remember, Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll be back with the second half coming up. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic today on ESPN Radio.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mike Will, Tyson Ravonik, our statistician, Gene Shaw. The gang is all here with the Heartland Event Center in the Grand Island today. 35-22 is the score. Omaha Scott out on top of Norfolk Catholic. Here in this basketball game today, Omaha Scott will play things in off of the far sideline as this third quarter is now underway. The Skyhawks in their green and black uniforms shooting our basket to our right. Here in the second half, Omaha Scott 13-6 on the season. They've got the lead here. There's Border with the ball. He goes up. The shot's going to be blocked down from behind. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Omaha Scott basketball. A little piece of that one from behind is David Engelhop for Norfolk Catholic. So it'll be Omaha Scott inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Isaiah Ramsey has the ball deflected. The ball's going to be brought out of there by Norfolk Catholic. Boyle's got the ball. Gets it ahead. Now to Verbke. He drives and a foul's going to be called. Offensive charging foul. It's going to be called on Miles Verbke because he runs over a man, bringing the ball back the other way for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. That's the fifth turnover now of Norfolk Catholic on an offensive charge.
Good defense there by Michael White. That's one of the toughest things to do as a point guard like that, is to stand your ground and take the charge. And Michael White doing a great job there to get the ball back for the Skyhawks.
Now White brings the ball into the offensive zone as he comes over here on the right side as they work with it against this man-to-man defense of Norfolk Catholic. They lob the ball left side of the lane. That's going to be Ramsey with the ball. Ramsey brings it back out to Michael White. Dribbles to the elbow. There's a pass down in the right corner to Matt Harrison. His entry pass is going to be lost out of bounds by Boda. So Boda having some problems with it there as he lost the ball out of bounds. And Norfolk Catholic will come back the other direction. That's the seventh turnover now in Omaha Scott in the basketball game. It's a 35-22 ball game. Omaha Scott out on top of Norfolk Catholic in boys high school basketball action from the Heartland Event Center here this afternoon. There's Seth Montag with the ball. Montag works it inside, down to Matt Miller. Nice pass down on the baseline to Engelhop. Goes up against Boda. His shot no good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up here by Montag. Dribbles inside. He puts Boda in the air, and the foul is going to be called as he goes up for the shot. Nick Boda picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on Omaha Scott here in the second half of play. And that's going to send Norfolk Catholic to the free throw line. 1 minute into this third quarter. 7 minutes to go. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Montag gets one to go down there. He'll get one more. He's a 55% foul shooter in the season. He's now 18 out of 35. Next shot is up there. It is good. So he cans a couple of free throws. And it's now 35-23 in favor of Omaha Scott. As the officials checking here for the scores table to make sure the foul was accredited to the right person there. So here comes Omaha Scott back with the basketball. Michael White. Brings it into the fourth quarter as he swings it to the right side. That's Wills Rapp with the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. The White entry pass inside to Boda. Dishes off to Ramsey. The ball is deflected out of his hands out of bounds. So Ramsey has it knocked out of his hands there just to the right of the basket. It's going to be Omaha Scott inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Omaha Scott with the lead 35-24 over Norfolk Catholic. Michael White with the ball down to Ramsey in the corner. Two-handed pass comes back out to White in three-point territory. Back down in the corner. Entry pass to Boda. Boda gets it back down in the corner again to Harrison. Now to Michael White again. Well, those two guards, Harrison and White, they're small compared to what we're seeing inside with old big old Nick Boda in there. There's a Michael White with the ball on the dribble. Works to the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Boda. Back outside here to Harrison. He drives into the free throw line. His shot no good. Rebound comes right down in the hands of Matt Miller. Miller's got it now for Norfolk Catholic. Gets the ball ahead down in the corner. That's going to be Seth Montag with the ball. Montag takes it down to Engelhop. He drives it, cut off on the baseline, and now a double dribble violation. Engelhop drove it right into a Boda, and I think that kind of surprised him there. I would, too, with his biggest structure he's got. He runs into him in a traveling violation.
And that's been one of the frustrating things for Norfolk Catholic all afternoon, is trying to figure out how to score inside on big old number 55.
All right, here comes Omaha Scott back with the basketball here. That's Michael White. Jump pass down in the corner to Harrison. His shot for three is going to be no good. The ball comes right down in the hands of Seth Montag. Easy rebound there from Montag as he races back the other way. Matt Harrison right in his hip pocket. Now he drives it down the lane. Montag, there's a dish to Engelhoff, and he's going to have it slapped out of his hands out of bounds. Again, trying to put those big old horses in the air there. Trying to go up the shot, and the ball slapped out of his hands out of bounds. It'll be Norfolk Catholic inbounding the ball underneath their own basket as they will play things in. That's going to be Engelhoff with the ball. He is open from the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Omaha Scott running back the other way. There's Ramsey with the ball. Ramsey out on top. Michael White has got it. Dribbles once. Sends it to the far sideline. Now the walls wrap inside to Ramsey. He's not going to be blocked down from behind. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Norfolk Catholic. Here come the Knights running back the other way. Matt Miller leaves the break. Dribbles into the lane. Throws up a shot over Boda. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of balance, and it's going to be Omaha Scott basketball. And we were talking about how big a Boda is. He runs the floor pretty well because he was down on that break, and he was causing all kinds of commotion there in the lane there for the Omaha Scott Skyhawks. Here comes Scott now back with the basketball. They're leading in the ball game by a score of 35-24. Here's a Matt Harrison with the ball. Harrison, top of the key to Ramsey. Ramsey hands it away. That's going to be Matt Harrison. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down low to Boda. He gives it up as he throws it back out into three-point territory. Ball is loose. It's into the backcourt. Now it's picked up by Michael White. White gets the ball now to Walsrap. Walsrap spins right side of the lane. The ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called. Ball is knocked loose there by Montag, but he's also going to be hit with a personal foul. Seth Montag picks up his third personal. No, it's not going to go on Montag. It's going to be a foul call on Omaha Scott. Foul is going to go on Will's wall wrap. He had the ball knocked loose, but then he must commit the foul on Montag. He's charged there with his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Omaha Scott. Now we've got a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
We're in the third quarter here, 35-24. Omaha Scott with a lead over Norfolk Catholic.
And this injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. The injury report stems from an injury back in the second quarter with Eric Rudin, a 6'4" senior. And it's unfortunate news, as we saw as the halftime break, Mike, he walking out with crutches, definitely a knee injury that happened on an offensive rebound attempt. And so he's on crutches, and his night's over for Scott, or for his day's over for Scott Catholic.
All right, Omaha Scott has got to, actually, Norfolk Catholic will come back with the basketball following that last timeout. There's Miller in the lane. He wheels and shines up there. No good. Rebound, Boda. Boda's got the ball now for Omaha Scott. They run it back the other way. Harrison has got the ball. He drives to the right to the floor and scores. Matt Harrison scores. That's the first field goal of this third quarter by either team. We've had free throws for all of our scoring so far. Norfolk Catholic comes back the other way. Miles Verbka throws up a shot. No good. The ball is saved from going out of bounds. Michael White has got it now for Omaha Scott as they run her back the other way. Down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there by Walls. Rap is no good. Rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. Winding the way back up the floor. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Tumbling out of bounds there for Norfolk Catholic was Miles Verbka. He's fouling the play. He went to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. A bucket counts, and a personal foul is whistled here in Omaha Scott. Going to the free throw line will be Miles Verbka. The foul is going to go on the wall wrap. That's going to be his second. Shot is up there from the line. It's going to be good by Miles Verbka. He converts on the three-point play. Now that pulls Norfolk Catholic within 10 points here at 37-27. This is the closest game we have seen so far today. A couple of blowouts in the first two games of the Heartland Hoops Classic. It was Amherst over Ravenna today, 80-58. Hastings St. Cecilia mauls Green Davenport Shickley by a score of 64-38. Here's Omaha Scott back with the ball. Walls wrap has got it again. A Bounce pass down low. Boda, he's double-teamed. Goes up with a shot anyway. It's going to be no good, and the foul's going to be called as a Boda is knocked down on the play. A foul here is going to go on to Matt Miller of Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be his third. And when big old Nick Boda falls down, the earth moves. He's a big boy at 6'7".
Notice about this Heartland Hoops Classic, the referees in the game previous and in this game have not been shy to blow that whistle.
We've seen a ton of fouls today. Shot from Nick Boda is going to be no good. He'll get one more. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic here today on ESPN Radio. Next shot is up there by Nick Boda. It's in the air. That one is nothing but twine for Boda. He gets one out of two. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 38-27 now. Omaha Scott has got the lead. Montag puts a man in the air. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. His tip is picked up here by Michael White. Michael White runs it back the other way for Omaha Scott down the left sideline. Walsrap has got it. Pulls up. Shoots a 15-footer in Kansas. Where's Walrap scoring there? He's now got 14 points in the ball game for Omaha Scott. Skyhawks leading by a score of 40-27. Entry pass to Schomer. His shot good. Bo Schomer scores right in front of the basket there for the Knights. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's 40-29. Omaha Scott with a lead now with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here's Scott back with the ball. A free throw line jumper by Walsrap is up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down here by Schomer. Schomer gets to the far sideline. Now to Beller. Beller to Montag here in the near corner. Montag dribbles to his right. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Beller. Shot for three is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound to Conrad Chu. Conrad Chu gets the rebound there for Omaha Scott. Off to a Michael White. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Comes over here to Matt Harrison. Harrison dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to the left wing. Harrison throws the ball to the far side, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Norfolk Catholic. So the Skyhawks will play things in. Here comes David Engelhop back into the ballgame now for the Knights. Coming out is going to be Matt Miller. Also checking back in for Omaha Scott is going to be Christian Banker. Banker coming into the lineup now for the Skyhawks, replacing Matt Harrison. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play in this third quarter. Heartland Hoops Classic here today. Omaha Scott with a lead over Norfolk Catholic by a score of 40-29. Walrap has got the ball here on the right sideline. Now he's forced out of bounds. He goes tumbling down, and a foul is going to be called. A foul there is going to go on Jacob Beller. Beller picks up his first personal foul for Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be team foul number three on the Knights here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Omaha Scott will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. It's going to go out to Shu. Here in 3 points there. It's really not a banker. Bounce pass goes inside. They kick her back out. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good. And a rebound comes down to Norfolk Catholic. That's Jacob Malachek into the ballgame now for the Knights to the free throw line. A shot put up there by Beller. He's around the rim and down. Gets the roll high in the air, and he goes straight through the hole. Jacob Beller now with 5 points in the ballgame, and they're within 9 points now at 40-31 with 2 minutes to play. In this third quarter, there's a pass. It's to be lost by Banker. The scramble is on. Banker had it. He lost it. It goes out of bounds. The officials will look at one another on the near sideline, and they give the ball to Norfolk Catholic. The Knights will come back the other way. This is as close as the Knights have been for a while. It's 40-31 with a minute and 59 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here comes Norfolk Catholic back with the basketball. This is going to be Jacob Beller as he crosses the midcourt stripe here as he works against Walsrap. Feeds it to the near sideline to Boyle. He takes off, drives it to the hole, puts a man on the other side. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Billersbeck of Omaha Scott. Skyhawks runner back the other way. Billersbeck has got the shot, and it's going to be blocked down in the foul called. Jake Billersbeck in there now for Nick Boda, who's taking a quick breather here. And Billersbeck will go to the free throw line. Nate Boyle picks up the personal foul for Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be his second. So Bullard back to the free throw line. He's got 2 points, a couple of free throws in the first half. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Bullard back, he is 6'5". Then you got Nick Boda in there at 6'7". Not a bad combination for a Class B team. Nick Boda is out of the ball game right now with Bullard back in there. Jake's second free throw is up there and in. As that one circles the rim a couple of times and drops down through the hole. And Omaha Scott has now got the lead by a score of 42-31. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Jacob Beller with the ball. Stomps in the lane. Bounce pass down low. Deflected away. That's going to be picked up here now by Omaha Scott. Running back the other way is going to be Walsrap. Takes it to the free throw line. Slips down. Gets the ball to the far sideline to Harrison. Harrison, the shoe to Harrison. Bounce pass down low. They get it down there to Conrad Shoe. He is a double team. Pass out on top to Walls. Wrap for three. Buries it. Where's Wall Wrap? It's a three-pointer. He's had a good ball game today. He's got 17 points in the contest now for Omaha Scots. So just as Norfolk Catholic got the lead down to 9, it's back up to 14 points. 45-31 now. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Engelhop drops it down low. A shot by Schomer is going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought down here by Harrison. Harrison. Now Schomer gets the field goal that was tipped back up in there. The field goal is good by Bo Schomer. Here comes Omaha Scott back the other way. They get it quickly right back. Will's wrap. Gets another field goal. He's now got 19 in the ball game. So 30 seconds to play. Here's a Norfolk Catholic back with the ball now in their offensive zone as they get an entry pass to Schomer at the free throw line. Gets it down low to Engelhop. Puts up a shot. It's up and in. David Engelhop scoring there over Jake Biller back for Omaha Scots. 47-35, 15 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. Omaha Scott back with the ball. Will play for the final shot here of this third period. Matt Harrison is dribbling across the 10-second line. Now they work with it. Wall Rapp has got it. He drives the baseline from the right corner. His shot is up there. No good, and he's fouled with the play. With 2.1 seconds to play, that's a good guy to send to the free throw line. And Will Rapp is 3 out of 4 so far today from the line. Personal foul went there on the Schomer, and that's going to be his third foul. Here's the free throw that's up there. It's going to be good by Will's Wall Rapp. He's now got 20 points in the ball game here for Omaha Scots. He'll get one more. Here comes Verbka back into the ball game. Jacob Beller checks out for Norfolk Catholic. The Knights, they lost last night. They played a ball game last night. Here's the next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Wall Rapp hits it. It's now 49-35. There's a shot from half court. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Norfolk Catholic last night lost to Gretna by a score of 66-47. And now they're trailing Omaha Scott here at the end of three quarters in the Heartland Hoops Classic. After three quarters, Omaha Scott leading Norfolk Catholic 49-35. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Mike Will, Tyson Avronik, statistician Gene Shaw, back here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. We got three games yet to go. Aurora and Grand Island Central Catholic, Elkhorn South and Columbus Scotus, and Elk Hill Academy up against Omaha South. Three games after this one. Fourth quarter, good started, much like the remainder of the game. We got a personal foul called out here. It's going to go on Omaha Scots. Harrison picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. That's team foul number 4 called on Scott so far here in the second half of play. Norfolk Catholic has got 5. It's a 49-35 ball game, a 14-point lead here for the Skyhawks of Omaha Scots. Here's a Matt Miller. Takes the ball down low. That's going to be Engelhop with the ball. It goes back to the basket. Kicks it back out here to Miller. Dribble penetration. Tries to dump it down low. Engelhop grabs it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Omaha Scott ball. So they got the ball inside there to Engelhop, but he misses a couple of bunnies right there. And Omaha Scott will come back the other way. Here come the Skyhawks. They've got a 14-point lead at 49-35. We're 30 seconds into the fourth quarter here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Banker has got the ball, dribbles to the free throw line. Banker sends it to the far sideline, nobody home. It goes out of bounds. A turnover there on the Skyhawks. That's their 8th of the ball game. 49-35 is the score. It's a 14-point lead for Omaha Scott. Norfolk Catholic going to try to chip into that lead right here on this possession as Verbka brings it into the forecourt now to Flaherty, who's back into the ball game. Flaherty Moves near the top of the key to Engelhoff. Gets it down low to Montag. Kicks it back out. Broke it for three. Shots off of the front iron. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Omaha step ball. So that big old Nate Flaherty in the ball game now for Norfolk Catholic. I'll guarantee you he was a football player. He's a big boy in there for Norfolk Catholic. 6'4", a senior. He looks like a offensive guard to me.
Maybe a right tackle.
Yeah, he's a big boy. 49-35 is the score. Omaha Scott has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic in this basketball game. Omaha Scott, dribble penetration, a pass down to Boda. Shot's going to be deflected out of bounds. Really saved by Norfolk Catholic, but they can't control it. It goes over the end line, and it's going to be Omaha Scott playing things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Scott will play things in. We're down to 6 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in this basketball game, the third game of six today here at the Heartland Event Center in GI. Walsrap has got the ball. The Biller back out on top now to White. Throws it to Harrison. Three-pointer good. Harrison left wide open on the left wing. He's now got 15 points in the ball game for Omaha Scott. They've now opened up a 17-point lead at 52-35. Scott's been in control of this thing almost from the opening tap here today. Norfolk Catholic working the ball. That's going to be a Flaherty down on the short right baseline. His shot's put up there, no good. Offensive rebound going back up. Shooting and scoring is Matt Miller. Matt Miller gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. It's now 52-37. Omaha Scott with a lead. Jake Biller back with the ball. They work it back around the left side. A three-pointer is jacked up there. It's going to be no good as it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Norfolk Catholic ball. The three-pointer thrown up there by Wills Walrap.
Quickly, some third-quarter numbers here. Norfolk Catholic shooting 36% there in the third quarter, 5 of 14. Doing a little bit better on the glass, though. Defensive rebounds, 4. Offensive rebounds, 1. Go 5 and 5 with Omaha Scott Catholic there on the glass. So much better third-quarter performance from the Knights.
52-37 is the score on the board. Now we got a personal foul called as Norfolk Catholic was driving the ball in the hole, and then we got a traveling violation before the foul. So a traveling violation on Norfolk Catholic. Turnover number 7 on the Knights. Omaha Scott coming back now with 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Harrison has got the ball, dribbles it down the lane. Nice disc. Biller Beck shot up there good, and he's fouling the play. Jake Biller Beck gets the field goal to go down and 1. He'll go to the free throw line here as he was fouled by Nate Flaherty of Norfolk Catholic.
Omaha Scott shooting 86% so far from the free throw line, going 5 of 6 there in that third quarter as they head back to the line.
It's going to be Biller Beck going to the line now. He's 4 out of 6. Individually, he's got 6 points in the basketball game. His shot is up there, his shot is off of the left side. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Engelhop for Norfolk Catholic. There's a feed inside now. That's going to be Flaherty with the ball as he tries to work the baseline. Goes up for the shot, and his shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Boda. So Boda gets the block. He had 49 blocks coming into the ball game here today. He's got a couple here in this contest. 54-37 is the score. There's a long-range jumper by Beller. He's up there and in. A three-pointer by Jacob Beller. He rings the gong from long range. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Back the other way is Boda. He goes up, loses control of the ball, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. He had visions. He had visions of slamming that baby home.
My eyes got wide open when I saw him go up for that dunk.
He lost it out of bounds, though. Omaha Scott will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Isaiah Ramsey will look to play things in. He goes down to the deep left corner. As they pull up on the left side of the lane, his shot by Harrison is no good. And a rebound comes down here to Flaherty for Norfolk Catholic. Here come the Knights down the right sideline. Matt Miller has got the ball down in the corner. They get it to Montag. His shot in the lane, no good, and he's fouling the play. Norfolk Catholic using a lot of ball fakes trying to get those big guys in the air. Montag will go to the free throw line now as he is fouling the play. Foul is going to go on Nick Boda. That's going to be his second personal foul. Seth Montag to the free throw line. He's got 2 points so far today on a couple of free throws. And he nails this one. He'll get one more. Seth Montag, a 55% foul shooter on the season, averaging 5.2 points per ball game. He's got 3 so far today. Next shot is up there. It is good by Seth Montag. It's now a 54-42 ball game. Omaha Scott continuing the lead here in the Heartland Hoops Classic. Here's a Walsrap with the ball. Nice dish to Boda. Back to Walsrap, and his shot is up and in. Where's Walsrap having a good ball game today? He's got 23 points in the basketball game here for the Skyhawks of Omaha Scott. 56-42 Here's Engelhop, a reverse layup is up and in. David Engelhop, reverse layup for Norfolk Catholic. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 56-44 is the score now. Scott with a lead with 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play. There's a Matt Harrison losing control of it. Now he's going to be fouled in the play by Montag. Seth Montag picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth foul. That's going to be team foul number seven. Now in Norfolk Catholic, so this should be a 1-1. Checking in the ball game is going to be Nate Boyle. Boyle comes in. Bo Schomer also coming to the ball game. Freddie's going to check out now for Norfolk Catholic. Also coming to the bench will be Matt Miller. You're listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic today here on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, we've got Aurora and Grand Island Central Catholic. That will be the 4-15 ball game. Chopping the free throw line is going to be up and in by Matt Harrison. He's now one out of two from the stripe today. He'll get one more. Tonight on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. We'll have Elkhorn South against Columbus SCOTUS at 6. Oak Hill Academy against Omaha South will be at 8 o'clock tonight. That will be an entertaining ball game here at the Heartland Event Center, or it should be. Next shot is up there. It's good by Matt Harrison. 58-44 is the score. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Heartland Event Center. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Here's Bo Schomer. Comes over here on the wing to Jacob Beller. Beller circles around, drives it to the free throw line. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Matt Harrison. Leads a three-on-two break. Back to the left side. His shot is up there by Walls. Wrap. No good. He's fouling the play. So they get the turnover. They get the personal foul on the other end. That's the eighth turnover on Norfolk Catholic here in the ball game, and that's going to send Will's wall wrap back to the free throw line. He's 5 out of 6 for the line today. He's making a living at the free throw line.
Well, wrap's having a great day for Omaha Scott Catholic so far.
He knocks down a free throw. Here's now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's now got 24 points in the contest. He's averaging 18.3 in the season, so this is nothing new for him. A good outside shooter, 53% for the season. Right around 30% from three-point territory, but he's doing some damage today at the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So it's now a 60-44 ball game. Omaha Scott has got the lead with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter from Grand Island today. Here's Schomer with the ball. Pulls up at the elbow. A shot over Boda is going to be no good. Rebound Ramsey. Isaiah Ramsey with a rebound. Now to Michael White. Down the left sideline to get the Walls wrap again. Dribbles down in the corner. Jump pass, cross court. Ramsey open for three, but won't take it. Entry pass to get it to Walls wrap at the free throw line. His shot out of there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ramsey. An offensive board by Isaiah Ramsey. Gets it out to Michael White. Now to Matt Harrison. As they run the offense, the Walls wrap. He tries to dump it off in the wind. The ball's going to be deflected. It's picked up here by Ramsey. Keeps it alive again for Omaha Scott. Now to Boda, just to the right of the basket. Boda back outside the ring. Now to Matt Harrison as they reset the offense with 3.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Omaha Scott protecting a 16-point lead. Scott is dribbling the ball out here. Matt Harrison has got it. Now to Isaiah Ramsey. Norfolk Catholic is in a man-to-man defense, chasing them all over the place now. Here's Walls wrap. Bounce pass goes inside to Boda. Boda now to Michael White down here in the right corner. Omaha Scott running some clock here. Isaiah Ramsey at the elbow, left side of the lane. They get it back out here to Michael White. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass inside to Boda, who goes back to the basket. Spins toward the baseline. Still can't put up a shot. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Now we got a traveling violation. After all that work, you turn the ball over.
About a minute and 30 seconds goes off the clock there on just that offensive possession, and they could have probably winded down the clock all the way if they wanted to, but a traveling violation turns it over.
Yeah, they had several looks at the basket there that they passed up, and then they turned the ball over. Driving down the lane and scoring. There is Nate Boyle. He found his seam in the defense there. He took it right to the basket, and he drops it down to the well. 60-46 is the score.
Seems in the defense have been few and far between for Omaha Scott Catholic today.
Matt Harrison has got the ball now to Walls wrap again on the far side. Lobs it into Boda. As Boda goes for the hole, and his side is up there no good. The ball being tapped around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, it's going to be Omaha Scott basketball. Last out of bounds there by Norfolk Catholic. So it's going to be the Skyhawks playing things in. Baseline, right side, underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in this contest. And now we've got a timeout called here. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll have more after this.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today, we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik, Gene Shaw back here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island today. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Omaha Scout with a lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 60-46. The Skyhawks have the ball. Their offensive end. This is Matt Harrison. Matt Harrison comes to the near side to Isaiah Ramsey. Ramsey takes it down on the baseline, goes for the goal, and shot is up there. It's going to be blocked out of his hands, and another foul is going to be called. They go on Nate Boyle. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number, nine on Norfolk Catholic. This will be a two-shot foul. Isaiah Ramsey to the line here for Omaha Scots. Ramsey's got 4 points so far today. Shot from the free throw line is up there. Rims off, no good. Omaha Scott, 13-6 on the season. Team that could be playing down in Lincoln at the state tournament here. They're ranked number four in Class B this week, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Isaiah Ramsey. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Scott has increased their lead to 61-46. They led by 13 at halftime, 35-22. Out in the corner, here's a Malachek. He throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Walsrapp, and he'll just bring it up himself. It was down the far sideline to a Matt Harrison. Harrison out to Walsrapp, and the pass can be intercepted. Intercepted by Malachek. He drives, shoots, and scores. Jacob Malachek scoring there. A turnover on Omaha Scott. That's their 10th of the ball game. 61-48 is the score now. A 1:41 left here in the fourth quarter. Driving down the lane is Walsrapp as he goes down. No foul called. The shot is missed. Here comes Norfolk Catholic back, and they throw the ball away on the break. So a turnover there on Norfolk Catholic. That's going to be their 9th in the ball game.
Thought Walsrapp might have gone in there, or maybe just a little bit reckless. Coach kind of says, hey, calm things down. We got a pretty good lead here. We don't want to see two of our Skyhawks drop on this on the same event.
Yeah, they had an injured player in the first half of play. That was Rudin. He has not came back into the ball game yet. He left the bench on crutches at halftime. 61-48 is the score. Omaha Scott has got the lead. Scott has got the ball, and they're going to move on to 14-6 on the season after this win here this afternoon in the Heartland Hoops Classic. Isaiah Ramsey with the ball out here in three-point territory to the far sideline. Now to Walsrapp. He gets away. Running one-hander is up there. It's off of the board. No good. Rebound comes down here to Norfolk Catholic. Running back the other way. There's going to be Nate Boyle. Now with 1:05 to play, Boyle puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. No good. Ball tapped out. Picked up here by Walsrapp for Omaha Scott. Looks like they're playing in slow motion here all of a sudden. Both teams out of gas here, looks like, in the fourth quarter of play. Here's a Matt Harrison with the ball here on the near sideline. Matt Harrison just holds it, watches the time tick down. 45 seconds to play. Clock is running here in the fourth quarter with Harrison with the ball. Harrison puts it on the floor, drives it, now gives it up. Michael White has got it out here in three-point territory. Michael White comes back out here, and it looks like Norfolk Catholic, after playing last night, I think they're out of gas here. You got to get used. You're going to go to state tournament. You got to get used to playing on back-to-back nights. Michael White dribbling with the ball now with 20 seconds to play to the near sideline to a Matt Harrison. Back out between the rings now to a Michael White again to Harrison. Just watching the time tick down. We're down to 14 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Matt Harrison to Boda. Now the right side to Michael White, and the white flag is coming up. 5 seconds to play. There's dribbling on the ball, and the hands are starting to come out. Hand shakes out there, and time runs out. Omaha Scott picks up the win over Norfolk Catholic today. Final score of 61-48. So Omaha Scott, they improved to 14 wins and 6 losses on the season. Norfolk Catholic now drops to 12 wins and 12 losses. Again, the third game of the Heartland Hoops Classic goes in the way of Omaha Scott as they beat Norfolk Catholic today by a score of 61-48. We've got the postgame show coming up next on ESPN Radio.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Mike Lowe, Tyson Irvine back here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Third game in the books of the Heartland Hoops Classic today, won by Omaha Scots 61-48. Welcome to the post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it again. Schedule your appointment today. So Omaha Scott and Norfolk Catholic tight for the first couple of minutes of the ball game, but then Scott goes on a 7-0 run with about 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Down to a 12-5 lead in the first quarter. Led 18-10 at the end of one. And they go on to pick up an easy win today. Opened up a 13-point lead by halftime, 35-22, and basically maintained that throughout the second half. Norfolk Catholic cut the lead down to 9 points at one point. But I think, like we said, it looked like they ran out of gas after playing last night. And they go on to drop this one 61-48 to Omaha Scott here tonight.
Well, Mike, a big credit to that is Wills Wallrap, for Omaha Scott Catholic. You mentioned Norfolk Catholic, I thought, made some really good second-half adjustments. Really kind of turned up the pressure there in the third quarter. We're doing some different things offensively to try to get the big guys like Buda and Billerbeck to either jump early so they could get around him on the dribble or get him into foul trouble. Norfolk Catholic made those adjustments, but then it was Wills Wallrap shooting got that game back from that 9 point where they got it within 10. And then he had a big three-point shot to make it a 12-point game and never looked back from there. And, again, just a tremendous game for that young athlete. And just overall, again, a good performance here from the Skyhawks.
Omaha Scott wins it, the fourth-ranked team in Class B. They go to 14-6 on the season. Norfolk Catholic, the 10th-ranked team in Class C1. They drop to 12 wins and 12 losses. They've lost their two games there this week. Final numbers in the ball game. Wills Wallrap was the leader as far as scoring is concerned for Omaha Scott. He had 25 points in the ball game today. Matt Harrison had 17, so two guys in double figures. Jake Biller back had 6. Nick Borda, he had 6 points in the ball game today. Isaiah Ramsey, he had 5. And then 2 points for Christian Banker. Omaha Scott, they hit 18 out of 26 from the free throw line today. Norfolk Catholic, only 6 out of 7 from the line. They got 11 points for Miles Verbka today, and he was the only guy in double figures. You had Seth Montag with 4. Jacob Malachek had 2 points. Jacob Beller had 8. Nate Boyle had 2 points. Matt Miller had 7. Bo Schomer, he had 4 points in the ball game today. David Engelhop, he had 6. And Nate Flaherty, he had 4 points in the basketball game here today. So, again, Omaha Scott wins this one fairly easily by a score of 61-48 over Norfolk Catholic. For the first three games now in the books, it was Amherst defeating Ravenna today by a score of 80-58. AC St. Cecilia over Bruning Davenport Shickley, 64-38. Omaha Scott winners over Norfolk Catholic today by a score of 61-48. Next game here on ESPN Radio, Randy Bushcutter will join us again at 4:15. He'll have a call on the Aurora Grand Island Central Catholic game. Then our coverage shifts over to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tonight. It'll be Elkhorn South against Columbus Scotus at 6 o'clock, followed by Oak Hill Academy at Omaha South. That'll be at 8 o'clock tonight. Doug Duda will have those games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So again, it was Norfolk Catholic today losing to Omaha Scott on a score of 61-48.
And some final stats in before we get out of here, Mike, on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Norfolk Catholic shooting 36% on the game, went 19 of 53. They had 18 total rebounds, 15 on the defensive end, 2 on the offensive boards, had 10 total turnovers. Again, you look at that battle on the glass, so that's where Omaha Scott Catholic won big as they were able to pick up 30 rebounds, 22 on the defensive end. Omaha Scott Catholic shooting 39% for the day, 18 of 46, and they have committed 13 turnovers, picked up 4 steals, and several block shots there on the defensive end as well. And on the free throw shooting, We tally up the final numbers. They go 5 of 9 there in that fourth quarter. Omaha, it should be Norfolk Catholic going 42% from the free throw line. Omaha Scott shooting about 77% from the free throw line. So those are your final numbers there from the super stat man Gene Shaw as we get set for what should be a good basketball game here in GICC and Aurora.
That's the next game coming up here on ESPN Radio. Again, Randy Bushcutter will join us at about 4:15 or so with a tip-off of that one. So we'll get out of here for the day as far as we're concerned. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Again, the final score on this one is Omaha Scott beating Norfolk Catholic by a score of 61-48. For Tyson O'Brien, for Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Grand Island.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
If you, I don't, maybe succumb.